coming, going down there, you have a major, and then you have a white colonel and a major, and then a
captain.
Yeah. Now, is the word captain ever been used? Do you know the word? Think of the word captain used in any kind of a social.
My father used it as a familiar term when he wanted to ask directions of someone.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle always called everyone George, but my father always said captain.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And the man who presides over trial is the
judge.
And if a person is attending school, he's a
student.
Now, what would you call in first grade? Would you still say a student?
I would call him a pupil.
All right. And what does the word scholar mean?
One who is engaged in serious study and research.
Right. So you wouldn't use the word scholar for student. You wouldn't call a person a scholar.
No, I think a scholar goes beyond a student.
All right. And in an office, a man might have a private
secretary.
And in the members of the, what are the town officers in Maryville called?
The city council.
Right. And so each one is a?
Is a councilman.
All right. And a man on the stage is an actor, a woman is an
actress.
And speaking of a nationality, your nationality, you are?
An American.
And a person of black race is a?
Is an American.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A Negro.
All right. Now, what derogatory or jocular, or for neutral derogatory and jocular terms are you familiar with?
I don't know, by now, I don't know how they actually weigh on the scale, because they go from time to time. When I was a little girl, Negro was the nicest thing you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Then later I had a maid who informed me that she was colored.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no matter what color they are, they prefer to be called black.
Yeah.
But nigger has always been very derogatory, and pickaninny or coon.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose derogatory, jocular perhaps, and black boy, or high yeller, or
That would be in different degrees of.
Uh-huh.
But high yeller, just that would be in
a mulatto.
Yeah, that would be in having to do with the difference in color rather.
Yes.
Okay. How do Negroes usually address whites? Position of working for them or something.
My dad would call me Mrs. Fountner.
Uh-huh.
Bill, Mr. Fountner. And we had one maid who called Bill Lawyer Fountner, and she answered the telephone, Lawyer, and Mrs. Fountner's resident.
Uh-huh.
And all our friends called daily just to
tell her. That's great. And now, words for poor whites.
Poor white? For white trash.
Yeah, okay. Any other terms?
No, I think that's what we mostly use here.
Right. Now, what about the term redneck, or?
To me, that indicates South Georgia.
All right. And cracker?
Georgia and Florida.
All right. Have you ever heard the term Jackson whites?
No.
Well, I'm not sure what that is. I think it might have, I don't know if it goes all the way back to Andrew Jackson or, kind of a, now, terms for a rustic.
Oh, hick?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Are there any?
There are. Mountaineer, actually, and hick and hillbilly are